Unit 6. Poems and Stories. Poems are images in your mind. They let you go beyond the surface and discover your deepest feelings. Anonymous. Reading actively. Reading, thinking, and analyzing. Types of poetry. Being one of the most loved forms of literature, poetry is often used to express thoughts, ideas, emotions, or experiences. We often read a poem, but do not know what particular kind it belongs to. In fact, the appearance of the poem is often a clue to its type. Meanwhile, the type is usually determined by the number and the length of the lines, the rhythmic pattern, and/or the rhyming arrangement. Let's have a look at some simple types. You may find them quite interesting. A shape poem is a type of poetry that describes an object and is shaped the same as the object which the poem is describing. You could write your shape poem on anything, such as a circle-shaped poem describing a cookie, or a poem about love shaped like a heart. Here are examples of shape poems. An acrostic poem is a kind of poem where the first or the last letters of the lines, or certain other letters taken in order, form a name, word, phrase, or motto. Haiku is a Japanese poetry form, which can be written on many themes, ranging from love to nature. A haiku uses just a few words to create a picture in the reader's mind. It is like a tiny window into a scene much larger than itself. Poetry forms in different languages can influence one another. For example, Sinkane is inspired by Japanese haiku. Sinkanes are particularly rich in their imagery and are meant to express a certain mood or emotion. Some poems, like limericks, follow a strict rhyming arrangement. A limerick is a short, humorous, and almost musical poem with a strong beat. The first line usually begins with "there was a" and ends with a name, person, or place. The last line is normally a little unusual. Besides the types mentioned above, there are many more types of poetry, and poetry is also developing, just as any other form of literature is. No matter how poetry has been developing, however, a poet is, as W.H. Auden said, before anything else, passionately in love with language. Time permitting, read more and try one. With a bit of practice, before long, you'll be addicted to coming up with these witty rhymes. It'll be fun.